When I was in college, though, rather, I spent quite a bit of time imagining what it might be like to run a nursery. That is, a place that sells plants. I had, for many years, worked at a nursing home where my main job, especially during the summers, was to not only care for the grounds, but also to plant new gardens and to take care of the existing ones as well. It was something that I really enjoyed doing. I heard from a lot of people, got to talk to a lot of people about what I should do, what I shouldn't do, all this kind of stuff. And it really caused me to think that maybe that is what I should do in life, is to start a place that would produce healthy plants, to send them out into the world and try to make the world a more beautiful place. I even thought of a name, but it was contingent upon the girl that I needed to meet. You see, I was intent on finding Eve, and I was going to call it Return to Eden. Me and Eve, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden. But it never came to light. There's a lot that goes into taking care of plants. You have to break the soil up. You have to keep it watered, nourishment. Not enough. Not too much sun, but enough sun. So many different factors go into raising plants to be healthy. And, well, I thought the priesthood would be simpler until COVID came along, and then, well, no. The parable of the sower recognizes the difficulty in raising a plant, that we find seed sown, and many different realities take a hold of that seed, the Word of God, spread out into the world. That the seed that is thrown upon the path, that ground is too hard. And if you look at it, Christ doesn't specifically say it, but what makes the ground hard is being walked on. Those people who have been felt to be trampled for years of their life, literally walked on, disrespected. They can't hear the Word of God because their hearts are hardened. They have, hatred in their hearts, and no one really kind of blames them. And yet still, they don't hear the Word of God because of that hardness of heart. There's the rocks, there are the thorns, there are the birds that come and eat the seed. All of these realities beset that which the sower is trying to put into effect. The sower, though, isn't that good at his job either. The thing about raising plants is you have to be very specific about what you're doing. You have to kind of know what it is that you're trying to do and be prudent and specific. And this sower apparently hasn't really even thought about any of this stuff. He's just throwing seed all over the place. But seed that falls on the path, that ground has the right to say, but if you want grain to grow here, you need to cultivate me. The seed thrown on rocky soil, if you want grain to grow here, you need to remove the rocks. The seed thrown amongst the soil, the thorns, if you want grain to grow here, you need to do a little bit of weeding. And yet, God, the sower, sows the seed unsparingly, abundantly, not taking into account that there's a great risk in sowing seeds in these different areas, and yet sowing seed abundantly all the same. We, for our part, can not go about the work ourselves. That, I think, is where we often get hung up. It's a lot of work to do the cultivating, the watering, the removing of the rocks, to keep the weeds down. It's an awful lot of work. too much for us, especially in this world, with so many rocks and thorns and birds to come and snatch up the seed. There's literally too much work to be done to prepare the soil of our hearts. All we must do is open our hearts in vulnerability to allow the sower himself to prepare that ground, to come back again and to perhaps make the ground a little bit more receptive. To not do the work ourselves, to do our part, of course, but to allow that work to be done, to recognize all that besets the Word of God in this world, and to look to have our hearts cultivated, our hearts prepared, our hearts made as equally abundant as the Word of God. That seed sown on the rocky ground can sit and wait for the farmer to come back once more and perhaps remove some of those rocks, some of those difficulties. For our part, we sit here today, this very moment in our lives, with our hearts either hardened or open, our hearts prepared to be worked on, our hearts closed to God's work. Let us, with all our capacity, open our hearts to the sower who sows abundantly is about to pass by once again.